So being in the forest constantly and without any comfort for the body that provided to them. So in the wilderness they are conditioned automatically to live there, and they also automatically acquired these gifts for them to have something for their protection. That means they have a know-how. They are gifted to have these for their own survival. They know the dangers. They can feel dangers ahead of time, as if their mind can see ahead, or even as their mind is awakening them that danger is near. And they also have the bears. Black bears have this for sure, for certain. They can hide. They can actually almost make themselves invisible. If they are unfortunately or suddenly come close encounters to the human person, so they just freeze. They just don't move. And they just become immobile. And at the same time, they are almost invisible. They make themselves almost invisible. They can hide very easy. So that is about the animals. So the bears have it, the wolf have it, all the big game animals have it. Moose, caribou, and even some smaller animals like otters, beavers, mink, even some others. The birds have it, the crow have it, I mean the raven. Ravens have it, the owls, the eagles, most everybody else, most every all kinds of animals have it. So they have it because they're for their survival. But not as keen as human. They don't have any defense system, but the human has the defense stuff, even offensive things. So they develop these things. The human develop these things in conditioning themselves to dream, but the animals, they don't have to condition themselves to have this. It's just automatically in them. So that is what the elders have been saying. So it seems, I am going to tell a small story about this. A man still lives today. His name is Toby Hunter, here in our community of Pionic. At the moment, he's not with us. He's out there in his goose camp, in his trap line. He once told me that he had strange experience one time. What the native people believe is that if you mishandled the animal carcass or dead body, or if you misused the animal, which you use for your own food, for example, what Toby Hunter says, for some reason he says, I could not kill a caribou. And Toby Hunter is a master hunter. He masters the technique of being the best caribou hunter. More in fact, he was just simple, good hunter. So there is no question that he will not kill caribou if he looks for one. So this, he know this. And then he says, one day, only once, he says, he didn't say how many times, but one day, he says he simply couldn't, he couldn't kill caribou one winter, no matter how many times he hunted.